The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Is WWTC Minneapolis St. Paul, FM 107.5, K298CO, Minneapolis, Intelligent Radio.
With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says it's not clear whether Israel will accept a U.S. proposal for a ceasefire.
It all depends on the length of the ceasefire that's being proposed. If it's a permanent ceasefire, Israel, of course, is going to oppose it. Hamas wants a permanent ceasefire. That permanent ceasefire means Hamas wins the war. It means it comes out of the tunnels, it declares victory, it rearms, reorganizes, and launches the next attack against Israel. That's what a permanent ceasefire means.
A mountain lion attack in Northern California has left one man dead, another injured. Sheriff's deputies were forced to fire shots to scare off the big cat as they raced toward the victim, only to find out that he was already deceased. Experts say mountain lion attacks on human adults are very rare. This is SRN News.
Mike Gallagher sees blatant election interference.
The way the rules are written, Trump has to post a bond of $454 million. Well, now the chickens have come home to roost, and she may actually get to seize his plane. The plane, of course, is how he's campaigning all over America. If you don't see that as election interference, you must not have a heartbeat.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 8 on AM 1280, The Patriot, Intelligent Radio.
Travel on the Patriots Alaska Cruise with Mike Gallagher and Dr. Sebastian Gorka, happening June 29th through July 6th. Book your unforgettable trip today by visiting our website, am1280thepatriot.com, and click on the Patriots Alaska Cruise banner. Your forecast tonight, low around 32 degrees, snow continuing through on your evening hours. A couple inches of new snow accumulation is possible with rain mixture, so be careful on the commute there. It's AM 1280 The Patriot.
Portions of the following program may have been pre-recorded.
Stand by for the Northern Alliance Radio Network. And go launch sequence. Engineering?
Go flight.
Master control?
Go flight.
Studio engineer?
Go flight.
We are go for launch in T-minus 3, 2, 1. We have liftoff.
The Northern Alliance Radio Network is on the air. Live and local from the AM 1280 The Patriot Studios in Eagan, here is the closer, Brad Carlson.
AM 1280 The Patriot. Northern Alliance Radio Network. Back with hour number two of the broadcast we like to call the closer. That's me, Brad Carlson. Thanks as always for tuning into our show. You can check out my blog at bradcarlson.org. And we are here to take your phone call, 651-289-4488. You can also weigh in via Twitter. Just use hashtag NarnShow. That's hashtag N-A-R-N show. And if you'd like to follow us along on Facebook, feel free to do so. Just go to Facebook and do a search for the Northern Alliance Radio Network and give our page a like or a follow if you haven't done so already. And follow along on the live stream of our broadcast where you can leave a comment or question in that comment thread. And as always, we thank you for tuning in. I want to get to some local stories as promised. As I've mentioned, there's been a lot going on the past several weeks. And, you know, given the makeup of our representative government where the DFL has what they call the trifecta, the majority in both the House and Senate, as well as the governor's office, they've pretty much been able to do what they wanted to and pass anything carte blanche. And I think Governor Walz, I think, has vetoed one bill in this entire time. And of course that was, and to his credit, that was a bill that was looking to increase mileage rates for Uber and Lyft, which the Minneapolis City Council went and did via ordinance, city ordinance. And as a result, as the consequence has been Uber and Lyft saying, we're out of here as of May 1st. So the only people that lose are consumers. And that's kind of an overarching theme when government tries to get involved in something. The only losers are, you know, the citizens, the consumers, but I digress. Well, we talk a lot about Second Amendment issues on this show and on all of these shows, really. I mean, my friend and colleague Mitch Berg, I mean, he's forgotten more about firearms and firearms legalese than I'll ever know. But I'm learning, you know, I'm learning because I realize that eternal vigilance is what it requires to maintain these rights. And we've talked about it a lot. Whenever there is a high-profile shooting, spree killing, typically, before the bodies are literally even cold, you have progressive politicians, anti-gun groups, and whomever else calling for gun control now, and, you know, we need to get something pushed through, and it's time for these Republicans to step up the plate and support our common-sense gun measures, and we know the Republicans are in the pockets of the NRA, and, you know, and by the way, if anybody... You have 100% permission to ignore anybody that puts forth a chanting point like, you know, these Republicans are in the pockets of the NRA. The NRA is irrelevant, okay? As far as fundraising dollars, campaign contributions in terms of money, it's not even in the top 100, and it hasn't been for a long, long time, okay? So if anybody uses those chanting points, they're just bobbleheads and have no idea what they're talking about. They're just speaking purely out of emotion rather than facts, which is kind of the state of today's progressives and Democrat Party. So I say all that to say that Republicans have long stepped forth, as have, you know, many pro-Second Amendment groups, and say, look, we agree that these spree killings need to stop. And we have our own perspective on how to get there. Quite simply, it's to ensure that people who should not have guns never possess guns. And you'll notice that the vast majority of people committing these atrocities with firearms, there are already laws in place that preclude them from getting firearms. Yet they've got them anyways. How is that happening? If we can figure that out, then we know what to do from there. Say, okay, they got these guns and they shouldn't have. Here's how they got them. Okay, how do we prevent them, people like this, from getting guns in the future? And, of course, I'm talking now within the context of the awful tragedy in Burnsville 5 weeks ago, where two police officers and a firefighter were killed when responding to a domestic disturbance at a house in Burnsville on that Sunday morning. And the gunman, who again I will not name, barricaded himself inside the house, would not come out as first responders were negotiated with him, and he ended up opening fire on multiple first responders, again killing two police officers and a firefighter, and then eventually he took his own life. And there were kids in the house. Thankfully, the children were unharmed, got out safely. Well, it turns out this Burnsville gunman had his gun rights revoked back, I think, 2008, after he had a felony conviction. And in 2020, he tried to petition to get his gun rights back and was denied. He had his girlfriend also send a letter on his behalf. None of that helped. So how did this guy get guns? Well, as the investigation played out, whoa, wait a minute. What a concept. There was an investigation that we should have allowed to play out before we got answers. And then once we got answers to this issue, then we can move forward in a constructive and substantive manner and address how this guy got guns when he shouldn't have? Huh, perish the thought. We found out that he obtained these firearms via straw purchase. It turns out his girlfriend, Ashley Deardall is her name, she bought like five different firearms within a five-month span from like last September until, I believe, January. And he ended up using some of those firearms to commit these murders. Now Ashley Deardall is being brought up on federal charges. Well, it turns out that Republicans stepped forth last year, again, in 2023, before this incident took place. Again, this incident, this Burnsville incident took place just 5 weeks ago. Well, last year in 2023, you had Senate File 733, authored by Republican senators, including longtime friend of the broadcast, Julia Coleman, as well as another longtime friend of the broadcast, Karen Housley, and Senators Cruen, Nelson, and Duckworth. And the description on the bill, quite simply, is penalties increase for transferring certain firearms to persons who are ineligible to possess firearms. Basically increasing the penalties for straw purchase, because you had then Hennepin County Attorney Mike Freeman back in 2019 when giving testimony was asked about this. And he said, you know what, we don't bring people up on, we don't prosecute people for making a straw purchase because charges are never brought, because it's a gross misdemeanor. Well, okay, as I've said many times, short of enacting some sort of minority report pre-crime type of system, legal system, how about making penalties more harsh? Because then those who are making a straw purchase know full well, it's really not worth the risk. Because they think, okay, what's the worst case scenario? If I buy guns and I give them to my buddy who isn't eligible to own a gun, what happens if I get busted? Well, worst case scenario, it's a gross misdemeanor. Okay, I can live with that. But if the penalties are much more harsh, then people are going to start to weigh whether they do this. Again, it wouldn't be perfect, but if we're going to use the progressive logic, well, if it saves just one life, we need to ban these fire. If it saves just one life, okay. Why can't pro-Second Amendment people use that logic too? We're using your logic. Hey, this would save at least one life, probably more, because people would realize, hey, it's just not worth a felony on my getting a felony for making this purchase, right? So this bill was authored again last year during the whole buffet of lunacy that took place. The DFL had no time for a bill that actually substantively addressed gun violence. This is what they say they want. They want a conversation. They want a substantive conversation on how to stem the tide of gun violence. Here is something that actually addresses the issue on people who are getting guns that shouldn't have. You see, these gun-grabbing progressives, they hold out hope that it's a permit-carrying NRA MAGA hat flag-waving redneck that's committing these atrocities. And a lot of people on Twitter immediately jump on and assume that's the case. And when it's determined that it's someone that's more favorable to their worldview, the progressive worldview, immediately the talk about the suspect is dropped and the incident in question completely goes away. See, Democrats are not the least bit interested in addressing gun violence unless it fits a certain narrative, particularly someone who is opposite of their political persuasion that is committing these atrocities. Then they're not interested. So, Dylan, if we have a cut, I'm going to start off with cut number four. Like I say, longtime friend of the broadcast, Senator Julia Coleman. She gave a floor speech this past week on Senate File 733. It became even more relevant in the aftermath of the Burnsville shooting. Said, look, we had the foresight to put forth this legislation. I think it should come up for a vote. So she's on the floor saying, let's vote on this right now. It passed unanimously through committee last year. And given what happened in Burnsville, we can't waste any more time. Let's get this through. This is about, I think it's about a couple of minutes long. So we'll play this clip and then we'll probably go to a break after that. This is, it's about 2.5 minutes long. And then we'll go to the break after that. So this is Senator Julia Coleman on the floor of the Minnesota State Senate. Dylan, go ahead, cut number four.
Judiciary Committee, with to clarify a few things, my bill has been through Judiciary Committee. It passed out of Judiciary Committee with unanimous bipartisan support. Mr. President, I did send a hearing request in for finance because I've been waiting over a year to get this bill heard out of finance. Mr. President, I would like to speak to the urgency of my motion because doing this, I do not do so lightly. Mr. President, Paul Elmstrand, my constituent, is dead. Matthew Ruge is dead. Firefighter Adam Finseth is dead. Mr. President, this motion is urgent because these brave heroes were killed with a weapon that was an illegal straw purchase. Mr. President, this motion is urgent because my bill would increase that penalty on illegal straw purchases from a gross misdemeanor to a felony. Mr. President, this motion is urgent because I can't imagine what the woman who purchased those firearms illegally for the man who gunned down those first responders would have thought if she had known that prosecutors in Minnesota were actually going to come after her. Hennepin County Attorney Mike Freeman in 2015 said that as a gross misdemeanor, we don't go after straw purchases. Mr. President, my motion is urgent because my bill passed committee. My bill is ready to go today. My bill had unanimous bipartisan support. Mr. Bill, President, my bill is urgent because there are mothers that will never hug their sons again. There are wives that will never watch their spouse walk through that front door again. There are children that are growing up without their father, and we could have done something about this last year. Mr. President, I repeat, this motion is urgent because three men are dead. Mr. President, I repeat, this motion is urgent because three men were killed. Mr. President, I repeat, this motion is urgent because three heroes were murdered. And we have the ability to do something about it today. Not kick the can down the road, not play political games, but do something about it today. And I urge members to vote to have this discussion right now.
Okay, so there you have it. Kudos to my good friend Senator Julia Coleman for calling out the Democrats in this. And, of course, the Democrats responded to Julia's impassioned and spot-on speech by voting overwhelmingly to block the attempts to bring this bill forward. Lip service. Absolute lip service they pay to wanting to address the issue of gun violence. And by the way, if you saw the video, Erin May Quaid, Democrat senator from, I think, Apple Valley, Burnsville area, kind of a smug look on the back in her face while sitting in the background because her wife used to be part of a big gun-grabbing organization. I don't know if she still is anymore or not. So people like Erin May Quaid and other gun-grabbers like that probably felt a little sheepish that they were being called out. But no, the shenanigans continued even after this floor speech, and we'll have more on this issue when we come back in mere moments. 651-289-4488, that is the number to call. You can also weigh in via Twitter at hashtag Narn Show. That's hashtag N-A-R-N Show. And don't forget the live stream of our broadcast. It's up and running at our Northern Alliance Radio Network Facebook page. Brad Carlson, the closer, back in mere moments. Go nowhere.
GodTube.com. Inspiration, comedy, music, faith, and fun. Get the best of GodTube every morning and start your day with a smile. Great faith-based videos sent to your inbox daily when you subscribe at GodTube.com, a division of Salem Media Group.
This is Dennis Prager. Now you can listen to my show when it's convenient for you and without censorship from big tech. Become a member of the ultimate online community for all things Prager. It's Pragertopia Unlimited. Listen to the show on demand when it's easiest for you. This includes every radio show, every segment, and every guest over the last 10 years, and it's commercial free. You can even share your favorite segments with your friends. Plus, you'll get the same email from Alan Estrin that I receive every night about the most important issues to read about. Pragertopia Unlimited members can also listen to every program, lecture, and course that is in the Prager store. Thousands of hours. You can even listen to all my Torah teachings for free. Share my passion for free speech. Join today and save 25% off the first year and get a free Pragertopia coffee mug. It's all things Prager, Pragertopia Unlimited. Go to Pragertopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
Hey, it's Michelle Tafoya, and I'm going to share with you a best-kept secret I only recently learned about. Furniture Manor of Osseo, one of the metro area's hidden gems. Furniture Manor is a family-owned furniture store that's been a beloved and trusted fixture in the Osseo community since 1969, and their time-tested reputation is a testament to their craft and commitment to their customers. What makes Furniture Manor special is their huge selection of furniture, from classic to contemporary, from American-made brands like Smith Brothers, Lexington, and Flexsteel. And with hundreds of different fabrics, styles, and finishes, they can help you design a home that reflects your style and personality. And their professionals are ready to help you achieve that. So if you're looking to create a comfortable and refined living space with the help of experts who genuinely want you to be happy, Furniture Manor of Osseo is the metro's best-kept secret that you won't want to keep to yourself any longer. And Furniture Manor is easy to find just off Highway 169 in Osseo. Stop in today and get in on the secret.
Would you like the option to provide your child with a Christian education, but think it's too expensive? Explore Twin Cities Tuitions, our innovative half-off tuition program, which partners with local Christian pre-K through 12th grade schools, turning the desire for Christian education into a reality for over 150 families in the Twin Cities. Visit TwinCitiesTuitions.com to see participating schools like Holy Spirit Academy, Avail Academy, Liberty Classical Academy, and many more. Go to TwinCitiesTuitions.com. That's TwinCitiesTuitions.com.
The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. BearingArms.com covers Second Amendment issues, self-defense, the latest gear, and more. That's BearingArms.com.
Hey, welcome back. AM 1280 The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network. It's me, Brad Carlson. Thanks always for tuning in. 651-289-4488, that's the number to call. You can also weigh in via Twitter at hashtag NARN Show. That's hashtag N-A-R-N Show. And as always, we thank you for tuning in. Hey, don't forget the Northern Alliance Radio Network Facebook page. Give us a like or a follow there if you haven't done so already, because we do have the live stream of the broadcast. Yeah, it's still going. Still going. So you can weigh in on the comments section there as well. And as always, we thank you for tuning in. I left off last segment with State Senator Julia Coleman talking impassionately about the Senate taking up for a vote her bill, Senate File 733, which, by the way, was authored last year. So it's not like this was in response to the Burnsville tragedy, but I think it took on more urgency when the bill that, if passed last year, I'm not saying it would have prevented the Burnsville tragedy. There's no way to know that. But had penalties been significantly increased, that would certainly discourage some straw purchasers. I dare say it would, and would save at least one life, because isn't that the DFL mantra when it comes to talking about gun violence? Well, whatever legislation we pass, if it saves just one life, you know? But apparently, if they don't get the credit for it, they don't want to have anything to do with it. And after Senator Coleman's impassioned speech, they overwhelmingly blocked the bill from a vote, and therefore it didn't go through. So, Dylan, if we have cut number five ready. So Senators Coleman, Duckworth, and Cruen then had a press conference shortly after the bill was not allowed to have a vote. And again, this is a little long, a little over 3 minutes, but I think it's very important to hear what Senator Coleman has to say here, because this is a very personal issue to her. And again, she's not doing the Democrat thing, exploiting a tragedy by bringing forth a bill in reaction to a tragedy, even though you could argue this is actually a lot more substantive than any bills that the Democrats bring forth when they demagogue a gun issue. This actually is a bill of substance, okay? Because, again, this is what we're constantly told that gun-grabbing progressives want. They want bipartisanship in passing bills addressing gun violence. You got this. You got this a year ago, and it holds even more relevance now, but you're not allowing a vote on it. And we're going to find out their motivation for not having a vote on this as Senator Coleman lays it out. This is a press conference, again, in the aftermath of the speech that she gave on the Senate floor. This is cut number five. Go ahead.
What I'm saying to you today, I do not say lightly. Democrats are playing political games. They are abusing their power. And people's lives are on the line. Burnsville officer Paul Elmstrand, my constituent, Matthew Ruge and firefighter Adam Finseth were gunned down by an evil man, and the weapon he used to murder them with was an illegal straw purchase. I have a bill, Senate File 733, that would make illegal straw purchases go from a gross misdemeanor to a felony. This bill was heard last session in Judiciary, and it passed with unanimous bipartisan support. My bill has been held up by Democrats now for a year. I can't help but think what the woman who bought this man these firearms illegally would have thought if she knew the severity of the law in Minnesota was higher. I think she would have thought differently. Hennepin County Attorney Mike Freeman back in 2015 said, as a gross misdemeanor, it's not even worth prosecuting. A Democrat told me yesterday, Senator Heather Gustafson, that she will be cloning my bill with the exact same language because a Republican cannot pass this bill. This is an abuse of power. They are holding up the ability to do something today to play political games, and three men are dead because we didn't pass this bill last year. Democrats waited, and people died. Heroes died. My bill passed out of committee. My bill is ready today, and I am not waiting, which is why on the floor I will be invoking Rule 5.1. We are going to talk about this today. This bill is ready, and we are going to do something today because there are mothers that will never hold their sons again. There are wives that will never watch their spouse walk through that front door ever again. There are children who are going to be raised without their dads now. I am the wife of a former firefighter. I am the daughter of an active peace officer within the Ramsey County Sheriff's Department. And for three decades, the greatest fear of my life has been that a chief and a chaplain will show up at my door. I had to write a letter to Paul Elmstrand's wife, telling her how sorry I am that she lived through my greatest fear. We could have done something about this last year. We can do something about this today. And I will not stand here and let Democrats play political games, say Republicans can't get a win on this, stand on the graves of three men and play partisan politics while they abuse their power, when we can do something about this today. And I am begging the majority party to work with me on this so no one else has to go through what those three families went through.
Yeah, I got to admit that one got me when she talked about sending a letter to Paul Elmstrand's wife, you know, Paul Elmstrand, one of the first responders in Burnsville killed, saying that she's sorry, you know, that she had to live what was Julia's worst nightmare, which was, you know, chaplain and a police chief showing up at the family's door, you know, saying that something happened to her father. Thankfully, you know, nothing did. Her dad is still with us and still serving as a peace officer. Yeah, that one got me. So, yeah, Julia can speak with credibility on this issue because she's a wife of, she mentioned it, wife of a former firefighter and daughter of an active peace officer. And this was her greatest fear, her greatest nightmare. And she put forth a bill last year, again, last year, before this incident even occurred, last year. And it became even more relevant in the aftermath of this. And how disgusting is that, that Democrats don't want Republicans to have credit for this? So they want to basically clone the bill and pass it as their own. This is just a function of being drunk on power. You know, and Senator Coleman addressed it. This is an abuse of power. And she's absolutely right. I don't doubt that DFLers got such a high over leftist media fawning over they and their 2023 passed legislation that they just aren't willing to allow anyone else, specifically the evil Republicans, an opportunity to pass substantive measures which will actually benefit all Minnesotans. So the next time you hear the any member of the progressive death cult accuse right-wingers of playing politics with people's lives. That's classic projection. It's projection. This is what happens. They just ramrodded through so much legislation in that buffet of lunacy in 2023 that they're just drunk on power. It's a drug. They can't lay off the hits, and they're willing to do anything so shameless to keep getting those highs. Okay, it's like being an addict. That's no exaggeration. So, just an absolutely despicable display. I don't know how much the media covered Senator Coleman's speeches, but if this gets out to the general public and they see how things are operating down there, this consequences need to be had at the ballot box this November. Brad Carlson, the closer, back in mere moments with another segment on the broadcast. Go nowhere.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her Relief Factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800-4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
When I found out I was pregnant, I panicked. I was afraid, feeling pressured. I didn't know what else to do.
I was 9 weeks along and didn't know there were other options.
I didn't know the baby already had a beating heart.
I didn't know there were couples waiting to adopt. I called the confidential hotline and learned the facts. I found an option that both my baby and I can live with.
Hello, my name is Marianne Koharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America, the billboard people. So often we get calls just like this from men and women seeking help and alternatives. Our 800 hotline connects callers to the services they need for pregnancy, adoption, as well as post-abortion assistance. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of confidential counseling or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please call 1-800-366-7773 or check us out on the web, prolifeacrossamerica.org. Pro-Life Across America is educational, non-political, and tax-deductible. Pro-Life Across America.
Hey, welcome back. AM 1280 The Patriot. Northern Alliance Radio Network with me, Brad Carlson. Thanks for tuning in. 651-289-4488 is the number to call. Excuse me. You can also weigh in via Twitter at hashtag NARN Show. That's hashtag N-A-R-N Show for comments or questions. And hey, don't forget our Northern Alliance Radio Network Facebook page, where we do have the live stream of the broadcast up and running. So feel free to go there and leave a comment or question on the live stream. And as always, we thank you for tuning in. So when we thought that this was going to be kind of a lighter, gentler, more mellow legislative session this year, as opposed to the buffet of lunacy that was passed in 2023, I didn't fall for it, and I hope you didn't either. These are progressives. Okay, this is their religion. They don't take a break from it. Okay, we heard how they are so drunk on power that they can't even vote on a Republican-sponsored bill. They have to basically clone that bill and make it as if they passed it. Okay, now you've got the Minnesota Human Rights Act. Now this was one of the pieces of legislation that was passed last year, and it basically talked about how they're just basically codifying there be no discrimination against people of race or sexual identity or whatever else, which is basically kind of in the Civil Rights Act that was passed 50, 60 years ago, but whatever. And there was legislation that was put forth, and of course Republicans wanted to ensure that there was language in the bill where churches could still uphold their long-held beliefs that marriage is strictly between, a man and a woman. Certain things like that, protect religious identity. Because obviously there are churches, there are going to be things that are said from the pulpit that might fly in the face of what society in general thinks. And here's the ironic thing. They call churches intolerant. Well, if someone were to come to a church and they're engaging and they live a lifestyle that flies in the face of what's talked about in the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Holy Bible and whatnot, they're still welcome to sit in the pew and listen to the minister and whatever else. They wouldn't be barred from entering the building. And yet you listen to these progressives when these laws are passed and they talk about how churches are intolerant or discriminatory. It's like, no, people would still be allowed to sit in and indulge in the service and take it in, even if they wouldn't agree with what they heard. So I bring all this up to say that as this Minnesota Human Rights Act came back through this session, there was something left out. Basically, the religious freedom provisions. It was deleted, apparently, from the state law last year. And Senator Harry Niska, Representative Harry Niska, who's my representative up where I live in Ramsey, he talked about this. Is this they wanted to put this proposal in to restore a religious to have a religious freedom provision, to be able to talk about these issues and not have to kowtow to the state's definition of gender, okay? Because the state can't mandate, obviously, or they can't interfere in the free exercise of religion, quite obviously. And one of the things Representative Niska said, okay, well, this proposal, to have this religious freedom provision, it ensures religious organizations and faith-based schools can, among other things, hire teachers and ministers consistent with their mission and values. And, I mean, that would seem to be an important aspect, right? I mean, this is one of the court fights that are going on. There was a law passed where schools that required students sign a faith-based statement adhering to the school's faith, okay, that they wouldn't allow to be able to host PSEO programs, the state-sponsored education where students could get credit for post-secondary education. And that is basically the state interfering with schools' beliefs, religion. So this is a court case that's being brought forth, and I'm confident, that these religious schools will prevail. Well, apparently, when the alarm was sounded the last few weeks by Representatives Niska and as well as Walter Hudson, that the Senate had an opportunity to put this provision back in. And I'll read Representative Niska's statement. In late February, House Democrats voted down a measure Representative Niska authored to restore a religious freedom provision that was deleted from state law last year. The proposal ensures religious organizations and faith-based schools can, among other things, hire teachers and ministers consistent with their mission and values. Already, Niska said, at least one faith-based school is facing an employment complaint at the Department of Human Rights because of the removal of the exemption. The issue resurfaced in the Senate when the Judiciary and Public Safety Committee convened around dinner time Monday with Minnesota Human Rights Act legislation on the agenda. After first spending several hours on a series of bills Niska called unserious, it was not until after 1 a.m. Tuesday when Senate Democrats defeated the companion language to Niska's proposal, this time offered by Senator Warren Limmer, Republican out of Maple Grove. The Senate amendment was voted down along party lines just as when Niska proposed it in the House. So basically, what they're saying is that if a church, you know, from the pulpit speaks out against how gender identity is established or affirmed, you know, aligning with their principles of faith, that they could be subject to human rights violations. So this seems to be a very clear-cut violation of the First Amendment, this particular law. And again, the difficulty here, like when we talked about a law that was being proposed a couple of weeks ago where the state will allow any county or city to make its own gun laws and therefore supersede a statewide law, okay, which is a Minnesota's a shall issue state for firearms, okay, you have to wait for damages to actually occur before you can bring forth a lawsuit. I mean, people say, well, you know, this is a very clear First Amendment violation, just like, you know, Minnesota getting rid of the preemption law. Well, that's a very clear Second Amendment violation. Well, yeah, that's all true, but you have to wait until there's an actual violation, okay? And then once that happens, then you file a lawsuit and goes through the courts, and how many months, dare I say years, will that take? And in the meantime, you got a lot of these churches that will be unnecessarily hurt and impacted by this. And by the way, don't you love the transparency? They waited until well after midnight to vote this down in the dead of night. See, Democrats, they want all the attention, like when they co-opt Senator Coleman's gun bill from last year, because they want the credit for it. But this, they know, they have to know this isn't popular. And so they do it in the dead of night. I mean, it may be popular with their progressive base, since basically the progressives that run the state of Minnesota now. So in reaction to this, I'll read Representative Niska's statement. The Senate Democrats had a chance to restore the law to our long-held consensus that religious communities in Minnesota have the autonomy to decide questions of faith. House Democrats, Senate Democrats, and Governor Walz have had more than 2 weeks to step back off the ledge and do what's right for Minnesotans. Instead, they only further entrench themselves in their radical position that your religious freedom take a back seat to the state's rule, and the separation of church and state no longer exists in Minnesota. So there you have it. And then I'll read the rest of the statement. Before last year, when gender identity was included or subsumed within the Minnesota human rights definition of sexual orientation, the still existing religious exemption for sexual orientation covered gender identity claims as well. When a new separate definition of gender identity was created last year, there was no corresponding religious exemption added. The issue caused alarm among Minnesota's faith community, and Niska worked with religious leaders to craft an amendment to the Minnesota human rights legislation, Senate File 4292. House Democrats and Senate Democrats then voted to keep that language off the overriding bill. So and there were committee hearings where different religious leaders testified, including clergy from a Christian church, as well as members of the Jewish community and Muslim community. And they were basically derided by certain members of the Democrat Party as being hateful. I mean, that's just absolutely unbelievable to me. And again, the only option is, I mean, if this gets passed through, then you have to wait for damages to occur. And how much damage has to be done before you finally prevail on First Amendment grounds? How long do you have to go through that? And in the probably the most laughable ironies here, you had Governor Tim Walz literally, this would have been last Thursday, last Thursday put out a tweet. In Minnesota, we're not in the business of stifling First Amendment freedoms. That's not what Minnesotans do, and that's not what Americans do. We're working to put an end to book bans based on ideology. Well, first of all, there are no book bans. He's continuing that drumbeat about how Republicans want to ban Charlotte's Web, which is a complete lie. It's a lie. It's an absolute lie. Okay? There are books being curated in libraries, okay, to ensure that kids aren't exposed to sexually complicit content, because guess what? Parents don't want their kids exposed to that, right? And he conflates that with banning books. But this is the most laughable. His very first sentence in this tweet: in Minnesota, we're not in the business of stifling First Amendment freedoms.
Except religious freedom.
So I don't know what, I don't know how much more proof you need that the Democrats are hostile to your civil liberties. We've seen it specifically when it has to do with First and Second Amendment rights within the just within this first month of the session. I don't know what more proof you need. And if you're okay with this, fine. But this idea that the Democrats are governing as if they have California-style majorities, it's just not the case. They have a one-seat majority in the Senate. They basically have 70 members in the House to 64 for the Republicans, but if just three DFL members don't go along party lines, then legislation can be beat back, right? So this idea that they have a California-style majority isn't the case, but they're sure governing like it. And again, as I've said many times before, they're governing like they have the majority already in place, or that, hey, you know, this is fleeting. We may not have it forever, so let's get while the getting's good. So, you know, when Governor Walz, when he first ran for governor in 2018, he campaigned on one Minnesota. One Minnesota. We're one Minnesota. We may have different, you know, we all have the same kind of values. We just have different ideas how to get there, but we're one Minnesota. Well, we're seeing very clearly what he means by one Minnesota, okay? And it has nothing to do with being tolerant of competing values, just have different ways of getting there. No, he wants a uniform one Minnesota. You're going to acquiesce to what our definitions are of gender identity and the like, or else. 651-289-4488 is the number to call. You can also weigh in via Twitter at hashtag Narn Show. That's hashtag N-A-R-N Show. Brad Carlson Closer back with one final segment on the broadcast. Go nowhere.
What is dadication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dadication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
Are you ready to soak away the stress of the day? Introducing the ultimate relaxation solution, the Dominion L740 Hot Tub for half price. Sink into the warm embrace of a luxurious 5-seat hot tub, plus one lounger with neck and shoulder jets to massage the stress away, underwater ambience lighting to set the mood. Transform your backyard into your personal oasis. Claim the station's half-price deal now. Call 651-405-8800 or email office@salemtc.com.
Does your office need a little TLC? Do you notice your bathrooms are a bit smelly? Are the surfaces in your break room a little sticky? And isn't that the same coffee spill on the floor and chili splatter in the microwave from weeks ago? If so, I've got the solution. Hi, I'm Tasha, owner of Forever Cleaning. We're family-owned and offer affordable, reliable office cleaning all over the Twin Cities metro area. So if your office is screaming for help, call me today. Let's get you scheduled for your free walkthrough so you can receive your free quote at 763-807-9817. If you mention this ad, you will receive 15% off your first month of service. Again, call 763-807-9817. Or you can visit my website at forevercleaning.com. That's the number 4, EVRcleaning.com. Remember, Forever Cleaning is so thorough, you'll wonder if your mom snuck in overnight and cleaned.
Retirement doesn't have to be complicated. Are you sick of all the fancy charts and investment mumbo-jumbo thrown at you to justify the Wall Street fees you're being charged? It's not the size of your nest egg that matters, but rather the income it can produce. Hi, I'm Mitch Lyons, best-selling author and star in a brand new Hollywood documentary called The Retirement Deception. In this film, we traveled over 20,000 miles interviewing real Americans who have retired successfully with a great lifestyle and peace of mind. They share their stories on how they get more retirement income with the same dollar saved, and the money is never at risk if the market crashes. That's right. If the market crashes 30%, you lose nothing. Even the super wealthy are shifting money into this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you are over 50 and want a bigger, better, stress-free retirement, call today to speak to a specialist and get a free copy of this brand new movie, The Retirement Deception. Call 888-365-1409. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you get it completely free. So don't delay. Call right now, 888-365-1409. That's 888-365-1409.
With the vast majority of media today leaning hard left, it can be tricky to find news that actually shares, let alone defends, a conservative viewpoint. HotAir.com provides analysis and commentary from conservative writers like Ed Morrissey. HotAir.com.
Hey, welcome back. AM 1280 The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network with me, Brad Carlson. Thanks for tuning in. If I could be the reason your hair's a mess. 651-289-4488 is the number to call. You can also weigh in via Twitter at hashtag Narn Show. That's hashtag N-A-R-N Show. And don't forget the live stream of our broadcast. It's up and running. Yeah, we'll have that running for another 6.5 minutes because we have 6.5 minutes remaining in the show. So you still have your opportunity to check out the live stream and leave a comment or question there as well. And as always, we thank you for tuning in. I give out the hashtag to use for Twitter a lot, you know, hashtag Narn Show, and sometimes I take a couple of segments and I don't even check it. So, okay, nothing new on Twitter. Just want to be sure. So, as always, we thank you for tuning in. It is March Madness. The men's and women's basketball tournament is taking place right now, and this is always a fun time of year for me because, well, obviously it's a sure sign of spring, but I just love the college basketball tournament. And even though the men's game is kind of, I haven't paid nearly as much attention to it over the past decade simply because a lot of the players are one and done. You don't really get a chance to identify with a team because they don't build a team long enough, you know, to stay in college and, you know, have a dynasty. And I dare say the women's game, particularly like South Carolina and LSU and Iowa, teams like that, you know players on those teams, and they're staying together as a team, and they're always there in contention for the championship at the end because they have players that you can identify and follow and see their greatness, right? Because once they go to the WNBA, they're pretty much persona non grata. Sorry, not sorry. It just doesn't get fanfare, the NBA. That's neither here nor there. I would dare say the women's tournament right now is getting a lot more attention than the men's tournament, simply because, again, there are teams you can identify on the women's side because they stay together essentially for 4 years. Okay, a lot of the players are not one and done like on the men's side. But again, anyways, that's a digression. I bring this up to say that a lot of people fill out NCAA brackets. You know, try to the bracket challenge. And you start off with the 68 teams and you try to get to your final four and then, of course, the championship and then who's ultimately going to win and whatnot. And, you know, people kind of do, you know, they have fun with it. You know, it's like, you know, I don't know anything about any of these teams, but you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pick teams based on their mascot. Like if the University of Connecticut Huskies, they're playing the Northwestern Wildcats. Okay, a Wildcat would probably devour a Husky. So I'm going to go with Northwestern to beat you. You know, silly things like that. People have fun with it because they have no idea. So they just do it at random. Or the team colors. Well, I like this color. This is my favorite color. I'm going to pick that over that color. Which brings me to Minnesota Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, the emptiest of emptiest suit politicians that there are out there. Peggy Flanagan, on this would have been Thursday, she posted to Twitter a copy of her bracket. because that's when it got reduced to 64 teams. They have a few play-in games, and then it gets to 64 teams when the tournament begins on Thursday, whatever. So she says, I filled out my brackets based on whether those schools are located in a state that protects access to abortion care. By this measurement, it's only fair that Minnesota didn't make the tournament because they've been a favorite for the title. She filled out her NCAA men's basketball bracket by picking schools located in a state that protects access to abortion care. Is that not the most, that's the most cringeworthy and at the same time maniacal and creepy way that you can go about something like this? I mean, this is something that's supposed to be fun and frivolous and whatnot, and this just speaks to the progressivism death cult religion. Everything about their worldview infects every aspect of their lives. How do you function as a human being when this is your obsession 24/7? It's stupefying to me. Can you imagine for just a millisecond, say the lieutenant governor of Texas decided to fill out a bracket and he says, you know what, I'm going to fill out my bracket based on whether those schools are located in states that have constitutional carry. Because more than half the states in the union have constitutional carry where you don't have to have a permit to carry a gun to exercise your constitutional right. You just have to be able to pass a background check in order to acquire a firearm. So I'm going to pick schools based on that criteria. Can you imagine if the lieutenant governor from Texas or the lieutenant governor of Florida or lieutenant governor of Georgia, wherever in these gun-free states, gun-friendly states, if they had picked their bracket based on that criteria? Can you imagine the veritable poop storm? That would have been the first story on ABC, NBC, and CBS News. And yet but if it's part of the creepy progressive death cult that's using abortion access as their criteria to fill out their college basketball tournament bracket, it's just met with kind of a laugh. And by the way, the ratio on this is absolutely glorious. The responses and reposts of this far, 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 far outweigh the likes on Lieutenant Governor Flanagan's tweet. So stay cringy and creepy, Lieutenant Governor Flanagan. Folks, as always, I've enjoyed it. AM 1280, The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network. Thanks again for joining the broadcast today. Happy Palm Sunday, and have a blessed week, everybody. Talk to you next week.
Closing time, open all the doors and let you out into the world.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cash back app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code ROLL to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code ROLL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code ROLL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
The basics about financial literacy provides confidence in your investing decisions. Knowledge to make better decisions with or without an advisor empowers you to take control of your financial future. With the right skills, you are the best steward of your own money. Learn more today at a free in-center or virtual investing class and online trading academy. 952-814-4410. Again, 952-814-4410. Or go to learnwithota.com.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order, order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate, and de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer, whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested. Don't argue. Don't resist. Don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. And if there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
AM 1280, the
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.